Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast where we look at the news. And look, there are some serious things in the news. You know, there's royal stuff. We're not going to be laughing about that. No, no, no. And then there's some Liz Truss stuff. We might laugh in the face of that. Because it's hilarious, isn't it, that she's launching this popular conservatism. Popular, not with anyone who's got a mortgage. But anyway, the point is, there's loads of things to talk about in the news. We went through some of the papers, some of the stuff in the news, did a radio show, broadcast it, played songs, they were great. We've taken them out, don't you worry. And the rest that's left sounds like this. Have you been since last time we did a broadcast? Hopefully you're doing all right and stuff. I know the weather's on the turn, and that's all I've been talking about in my life. Well, that's clearly not true. I will give you an update today about what I've been getting up to. In fact, you know what? I'll do it now. I went to register my daughter, and she's less than 2 weeks old now, and I went down the register office, and I hadn't taken the red book with me, so I had to speak to the registry lady, and she was saying, it's all right, we'll just log on and see what the hospital has on its system. She said, what's the surname? I said, Allen. She typed in, just see births under the surname Allen. Oh, there's been quite a lot. And I said to her, well, they're not all mine. And I don't think she quite realised I was joking. But anyway, that was fun. So I'd recommend registering births. They're quite fun, isn't it? Plus, we'll take a look at the news today. Maybe we'll talk Liz Truss because I can't help myself. I'm like the four tops. Something about TikTok has ruined music. Sorry about that. News about NASA and maybe something about a game show. Do you ever do TikTok? I don't do it as often as maybe I should. I've got some videos on there from some of the newspaper stuff I've done on telly. Yeah, have a look at mine, at Mr. Stephen Allen, you know, the usual username. But it's in the news that apparently TikTok has ruined music. It shortened pop music forever because we don't have the attention span anymore. Experts say that modern songs are now starting with a chorus where they've got shorter introductions so that you can get bang straight into the meat. You can't have a slow intro and a verse these days. People have left the building by then. The app hosts dance videos. That's what it is. And so it only lasts a few seconds. So you've got to have the music in a few seconds. I don't know. I worry about this because if you plot this forwards, it won't just be that you start with the intro and then don't have a... You start with the chorus, you don't have an intro. It'll also be, well, why do an ending? Don't repeat a verse. You'll just end up with a shorter version of all music. No, I just think it will ruin it, because in the future I'll be sat here being a DJ saying, great songs on the way, let's play an absolute classic by Derek and the Dominoes. That's enough of that. Also, on the way next, a great song from the 80s. Too much of that, and also a classic. No, that one would be too long, wouldn't it? That one would still be too long for the youth of today. A lot of the news stories I'm spotting are baby-related, what with my new current circumstance. And it says that baby shoes are the most pointless purchase made by new parents. A poll of 30 found that 30% of mums and dads said that they never got used. Yeah, I know, I can tell you why. You know, babies, they famously don't walk. One of the main things they're known for is, really, they don't get off the sofa, do they? Dressing gowns and scratch mitts are the most... No, scratch mitts are great. Honestly, because I remember with our first lad, if we didn't cover his hands before he went to bed, he would try and dig his way out like he was, you know, Wind of the Willows or something. Like he was, I think we'd shown him Shawshank too early. And that also, according to the study, quarter underestimate how many nappies and wipes they'll need. So if you're going to give a gift, not just to me, but also definitely to me, don't give baby shoes, because babies don't really use shoes. I barely use shoes. And so a baby's never going to get around to it. Use wet wipes. I also get through a lot of those. So, you know what? I think this whole thing gave away more information about me than it did about my child. There's, you know, teenagers, they sleep in a lot, don't they? They wake up late, they go to bed late. According to new experts, teenagers stay up late because they've evolved the habit to protect their tribe. A sleep expert has said that children grow older, their body clocks change. So to match what their ancestors used to do. This is Dr. Michael Mosley. He says that you need people to be awake in the middle of the night, and those were almost certainly teenagers, to keep us safe in the olden days. It's great. It's a great theory. Apart from, you know, teenagers, do you really think they'd keep anyone safe? Weedier than the rest. Yeah, they'll be awake all night. on their Xboxes and the Game Boys. I'm really up to date with my references. Whatever the caveman version of a Game Boy was, they'd be sat there with a stick. Absolutely miss everything that goes past. Being non-communicative, that even in the morning, you'd barely get a grunt out of them. Admittedly, back then in caveman days, a grunt was all of the language they could do, so alright, I'll give them that. This should be uplifting. What are you going to do with yourself when you died? Happy vibes in the afternoon, isn't it? The boss of the world's biggest cryogenics lab is urging more people to sign up to be frozen. Well, there's the reason. I'm sure he wants the extra money, but this bloke called Dennis, he's got hundreds of bodies, including, there's loads of different ones. They're wrapped up in insulation and kept at minus 195 degrees Celsius inside thermos bottles filled with liquid nitrogen. I mean, to be fair, if they weren't dead before they went in, they would have been after this, wouldn't they? Many plan to be brought back in the future, whatever diseases and ailments they have be cured. And the expert here says their corpses will be kept on ice for decades. He says, you've got nothing to lose, I suppose. Yes. By then, it's already, you're either going to be buried or frozen. But I don't know. The idea of being thawed out in the future, cured, and then just let loose in the future. I know people who can barely use Bluetooth, and they've not had technology romp on without them. I know people who, if they need to log on to Wi-Fi, they have to call me about it. So the idea that you miss out on 100 years, wake up in the future, and could do anything, you would be like, people would be like, why don't you just dial up with your headphone? You know the phone that's in your head? I didn't have one of those put in. What? Well, you could buy one. How much is it? Oh, it's £3 million because of inflation. Liz Truss. So actually, probably not going to go with being frozen. Then again, with the way the weather's going, might happen anyway. Quick climate change update. Experts plan to give the world 2 extra hours of sunshine a day to help fix climate change. They want to send up 1 kilometre-wide mirrors into orbit and reflect the sun back down on us so we can use more solar power. Why don't we just use the sun that lands on the Pacific, because we don't really use that much? Because big parabolic mirrors in space, all very well, but I can give you the James Bond ending already. Someone will hack into it and they will use it to burn us like 10-year-old boys do ants. So you've been warned. Next time we sit here saying, oh, AI have turned the mirrors on us, who's flipping fault's that? A quick shout out to this guy who's in the papers. What's his name? Edward Oldfield. He's 45. He's the nation's unluckiest game show contestant. He's been on more than 50 different shows. Never won a penny. I mean, you say unlucky, maybe not good, unskilled, not very clever. You know, these words are also possibly available, but I'm not going to diss him that much. He's been on loads of shows. Look at this. He's been on Come Dine With Me, Dickinson's The Real Deal, Tipping Point, The 1% Club. He's been on Steph's Packed Lunch. To be fair, he might not have won much, but he's got a better TV career than I've got. And I technically work on TV, so I think I might be the stupid, unskilled one out of this. Yeah. In shocking news, apparently millions of Brits go for a drive to de-stress. 5 million hit the road to meditate. Eh? Pay attention to the flip. About 1 in 5 said that getting behind the wheel beats exercise to relax. I mean, it's easier than running, but am I the only one who reads that and thinks, what are you on? Have you tried driving? De-stress? Have you seen people? Have you seen other drivers near you? And somehow they find it less stressful. For me, the idea of going anywhere near a roundabout, you know, one of my big beefs in life is no one ever indicates when they go left and I sit there like a prize plum. By the end of it, I'm seething. This vein on my head is throbbing after a drive. And with my increasing baldness, that vein is big. It's like 80% of my body weight now. So good luck to you. If you can drive to de-stress, good luck to you. I say good luck to you. Have you seen the price of petrol? You're a fool to yourself. You fill up, that'd stress me out. A quick hit on this news story, because I find it appalling. Pizza Express are giving a margarita to anyone wearing a black and white striped T-shirt this Friday. This is it's in homage to its chef uniform to celebrate National Pizza Day. Is it, though? This country's already too soft on criminals. And if you turn up there with your white and black striped top and a bag that says swag, instead of being sent to prison, you get a free pizza out of it. Honestly, UK's soft touch. Right, we are nearly done. The stories we didn't cover in the show. Trigger Happy TV star Dom Jolly revealed he once had a joint that wiped 2 days out of his memory. How does he know? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean with that? How does he mean? It's bizarre because I've got days in my past that I can't remember anything from because they were so boring. It's very much the same effect, but cost me less. Speaking of drugs, Pablo Escobar's notorious sex mad hippos. I'd never heard of them, but apparently they're now attacking people. I'm starting to think this guy was a wrong'un. I don't think I'd write him a letter of recommendation, this Esco Pablo Barbar. Boffins have found that trout testicles can cure baldness. Well, good. I don't like being bald, but I don't want to walk around with fish bollocks on my head. I believe fish bollock is a dish. And NASA is to build a nuclear power reactor on the moon. Is it, though? I feel that it's so long in the future, you could just say anything on the list. I'm definitely going to sleep with a supermodel when, I don't know, forever. Between now and forever, at some point it's going to happen. You'll never find out that it doesn't. So you've covered all the news. I say that. What's this one? Gen Z have social anxiety. 40% prefer to meet online. Oh, they certainly do. When I go online, I don't know what that joke would have been. We've covered all the news that you might need. Subscribe to wherever you found this and get more chit-chat tomorrow if we do one. Most days we do it. It's almost daily. Spread it around. Pass it on. Tweet about it and I'll retweet your tweets and say nice things about you. At Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.